Looks like we're good.
Oh, we're good. Well then, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Man, you counted the one. Mess me up, bro.
I know. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the All Fresno podcast, where we talk about Fresno music, pop culture, politics, retail, everything Fresno. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dork Town Network of Pops.
Hello, hello.
And we're here to talk Fresno.
Yay, Fresno!
So, get ready for that.
Yup!
Because there's been, it's such
rising up.
Yeah.
What?
Is it goose season?
Goose season?
Do you know about
goose? The beer?
No, no.
Like Canadian geese. Yeah, Canadian like, geese?
I see them everywhere.
Can you shoot them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe. I've noticed there are lots of them.
Yeah, we're a Canadian geese town now.
And I love it. I see them, and they're so beautiful.
And they fly over the house
sometimes. They fly. Most of the time, I just see them out in the little ponding basins and stuff.
We're in a big, heavy zone of flyover zone. So you can hear them coming. They buzz the house.
Anyway,
I think I heard one time that it was probably a bee
story.
They're
so beautiful.
How they, I guess, you know, they used to just migrate through these Canadian geese, and I guess eventually they just started saying like that. Why don't we just stay here? And they just
this is better than where we were going anyway.
I know they had a big old thing with the one ponding basin that's behind Saymart on Bullard and West.
Okay.
Where they have to, every 3 or 4 years, they have to grade it, the basins, so that it distributes the water properly or whatever. And like they had a bunch of babies down there that they had to drain it.
They had to kill them.
so they just had to shoot them. But they literally had a swimming pool down there for them to try and keep them going. But then they couldn't figure out how to let them in and out because they couldn't build a bridge properly enough. It was like a whole thing. But they got through it, I guess.
Awesome. That's
there you go. Hey, a little side note for you. Already off track.
Yeah.
Haven't even
That's
done.
What we do. Yes. It wouldn't be a Flowing with Famous podcast.
No.
If we didn't digress. So.
Plenty of Fresno stuff.
Yeah.
Let's jump in the thing we forgot to talk about last time.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get all the more current stuff in a minute, but...
This is a political... Forgot.
Yeah, political.
I think we're getting political.
Well, we're big on the city...
general plan.
General plan.
We talk about it a lot.
Talk about it a lot, support it, all that stuff. And we celebrate it passing. You know, the new plan has more, more infill and... More about mass transit and infill, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
which we support.
Sustainability
and so the first
design,
thing,
good design.
Yeah, design as well, which comes into play now because Smart Final wants to build on Blackstone
and Clinton. Yep,
the southwest corner,
right
where the Happy Steak is,
and they want to build, a parking lot.
The classic Fresno big box.
Right. They want to build something that is just like the rest of Blackstone, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so they have a plan for it, and it went before the Tower District Planning Review Committee.
That has to be like the outer edge of Tower. Then.
It is. It's
I was
like,
surprised
yeah,
when
yeah,
I saw
it's
that.
On the it's on the very edge of.
So
Tower.
Then it's still that's
but it falls within their purview, I guess.
Right, right.
And so it went before them, and they said no, we won't approve this as it is. I don't think they have any power.
The Tower
Design Committee. Yeah.
I always thought they did.
So did I, but then, I asked George Hostetter.
The man, G-Hoss.
Because he's the one that was
covering... What's up, G-Hoss?
He was the one that was covering the story for the Bee. And he was like, no. he was just kind of flat out like, no, not really.
They're kind of like a security guard.
Right.
Where you're just like, do I want to listen to this guy or do I want to just ignore him?
Yeah, and I mean, I think later, people can come back and say, hey, wait a second, But it went in for the Tower District Design Review Committee, and they said no. It went before the Fresno City Planning Commission, and I believe at that point they postponed any sort of voting. The developer asked for more time to figure it out. And essentially, this is the thing that we've all been waiting for, I think, or at least those of us who wanted the general plan, was like the other shoe to drop, because the general plan is only as good as it,
gets enforced.
As it's enforced, right. And, almost immediately a developer comes in and says, well, can we do it a little different? Can we do things a little different? And there was a lot of back and forth because the area that this is in, pretty blighted.
Yep.
At least that corner don't know, it's on Blackstone and Clinton, so there's a Save Mart there, Walgreens the other side. Mm-hmm.
It used to be Sparky's, used to be Diagonal.
Yeah.
Across.
Yeah. And so it's pretty blighted, but it's... And I think the argument really comes down to, and this is what, there was a big back and forth about it, and it either fell on one or the other side, and one side was saying, good design is important, good planning is important for the city, we need it. And the other side was saying, not as much as we need something, I think their whole thought is something is better than nothing.
Tax, yeah, or thought is, well, it will be a cleaned up right. corner and cleaned you'll get tax corner, money.
Tax money, more job, all those things. Well, and that's fine, but it can be both.
Yeah.
Have good design, and I think that Smart and Final has done different kinds of designs in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't they do it here?
Yeah, if I'm going to go see a Smart and Final, and even then, we'll pick Los Angeles, not even pick Bay Area, because Fresno resembles more of Los Angeles than it does the Bay Area to me. So I'm sure if there's areas of Los Angeles, say in the beach communities, where they said, no, we're not going to let you do that. Right. We want you to do it on the street. They would adhere to it.
Right.
Like, they're only doing this because they know Fresno.
Right. Because to be fair, it's not, I don't believe it's Smart and Final who is sort of, Smart and Final is one of the tenants
in this development. Oh, yeah. I think it is
the developer. Right. And obviously, if Smart and Final is the main tenant for this complex, and there'll be more than one building, I think there's three buildings, they're probably going to have a lot of say, but it's the developer who's saying, wait a second, Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see as it comes up again, and I'm sure it will, whether or not, the city will stand firm and, if the planning commission will say no, in which case, I don't know what happens after that, I think it goes to council. It gets appealed to the council or something.
Okay.
And then from there, whether the city council, will side with the developer or side. Part of the problem right now is...
How many conservatives are on the council and how many...
Right. Well, and Clint Olivier was the one who came out heavy on the side of the developers. And his whole was like, free market.
Yeah.
We want stuff here. Free market. And my thought is, yes, the free market. The free market is this. The city of Fresno voted on a general plan. Follow the general plan. If you don't, take your shit someplace else.
Yeah.
You don't have to build here.
And I think...
And if that happens long enough, the city will change its general plan. Or something will happen,
Mm-hmm.
So, good riddance. That's what I say. I'm tired. I'm just really,
Yeah, you want that thing, that corner to be cleaned up, but not in the same old manner that Blackstone. What's his name? Los Angeles writer from Fresno,
Mark Erics.
Mark Erics did that whole big thing on Blackstone.
And basically, this is
like the first thing that's come down the pike since that piece. It's just the exact same thing he was railing about Blackstone.
Right. And
And it will never change unless we want it to change, you know. But I think people are really stuck on this idea of like, well, they want to come in and, you know, they have the money to do it and they're willing to do it. So, hey.
Well, and I think like, you could even trace that all the way back to our Fresnans, not the chip on our shoulders, but just our, we don't think we're worth
right. Our general disposition.
Yeah, we don't think we're worth getting something nice. So yeah, we're just nice, you want to be here at all? Okay, you can come in. Like, we're like the.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Oh, sure. Go ahead. Do it. That's cool. We're going to get a little bit of tax dollars because of it. Sweet.
Right.
Doesn't matter about how we look. And I think it's the developer that did the cross, that development that's out on Herndon in 99.
Yes, El Paseo.
El Paseo. And if you look at that, it's just like so classic beige strip mall Fresno boxes. There's nothing nice about it. Right. It's just a parking lot with trees and brown buildings. And the Target's like, that's nice. It's a nice Target.
I mean, you know, you go in there.
It's a nice Target. But
no, but the area
you can look at that development and see they're just going to do the same thing on that corner. It's just some brown buildings and a big parking lot.
Right. Like the Walgreens across the street.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so we'll see what happens. We will keep our listeners updated.
It'd be nice to have something that looked cool. Like it's kept in with the tower design.
Right.
That,
or even with the blacks, you know, because Blackstone does have a certain sort of charm.
To me, it does. I mean,
it's dirty, it's weird, grimy.
Weird to say that, but
you know, whatever. But I think there's a certain amount of charm, and I think you could put something there that was sort of nice.
Yeah.
In quotes. So, yeah.
All right. We will keep a track
of it. We started right up on that, so that's a good one.
We'll be on it.
What else is
State of Downtown? Was it a breakfast or was it?
I think it was a dinner this year.
Okay, because usually it's a breakfast.
I think they normally do a dinner, but this time they kind of switched up and had a And it was. I didn't go.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, you know, I do thing. I have a life outside of downtown.
Yeah,
most people don't realize. And so I'm busy. On evenings, Thursday evenings in particular, at this time in particular. So I wasn't able to go. But I heard about it, I saw it, and it seemed really cool. They had a band play.
Was it a Fresno band?
No, it was this out-of-town band, touring band coming through.
Oh, they did not. Who did that?
I can't remember the
name. Shame on you for booking an out-of-town band for the State of Downtown.
They were really good, though. And they were playing Peeves the following night, so I think that was the tie-in.
Tist.
Mikey's bad.
I'm waving my Ford finger at them.
Yeah, you should have got a local band. But hey. But they had a band and the mayor, and she read mean tweets about the city.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you laugh?
A couple times. Yeah. It wasn't enough material. Like, it was a great idea. But there wasn't enough material. Like, I was expecting this big old thing. It was like four things.
Right, it needed to go on and for there like was, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and there was this one uncomfortable thing where they put up this, and I can't believe she read it. Like, I thought they screwed up. They put up that tweet that was like, what was it, about downtown and effing?
Right.
It was fucking downtown.
Yeah, and I hate fucking downtown. I think that's
I hate you fucking downtown, Fresno. And, and like she wrote it, but she said effing.
Right.
But I was like, I don't want my mayor having I get the humor of it, but I don't really want my mayor writing saying effing.
Oh, no?
No.
Because I loved it. I was like, yes, that's my mayor. I want my mayor to be hip.
I do too, but like, I want my for mayor some reason, that one made me. Oh. I think the way they presented it too, they screwed up because they put the slide. They put the slide in incorrectly, so the crowd saw the slide
before she was able to,
and she was still reading another slide, so it kind of messed it up.
But there were some really funny ones, and I think you know the idea. It was a great idea because people reading mean tweets is hilarious anyway.
Yeah, well, it started with Jimmy Kimmel. Doing that. Yeah, now everyone's doing a version of it.
So that's great. And also it works because, you know, you get to see in the same way that why the celebrity one works is because you see how ridiculous people are.
Right. And it just
and
makes them
the same way. Yeah.
And that trolls just right. sound so ridiculous when you pull it out of context like
and
that.
And so you see like this just stuff about downtown. Like, I don't like going downtown because it's full of weirdos and perverts or whatever.
Yeah. And perverts. She and like, she nailed it on that one.
And I'm thinking, perverts. Like, really? Come on.
Weirdos and perverts. Yeah. And not weird perverts, though.
Right, weirdos and perverts. Yeah. And I was like, well, which one am I?
Yep, you got to decide, bro.
I'm the weirdo.
Which are you? You're the weirdo?
I'm a weirdo.
You're not
a
pervert?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd be a pervert. No, actually, I'd be both of them. Weird
you
pervert.
Would be the weirdo pervert.
I'd be a weirdo. That guy's a weirdo pervert.
But yeah, so that was cool. And speaking of the mayor, and man, I wish I knew.
The mayor.
Maybe it's tomorrow. No. I'm trying to think if she won the Fresno bobblehead.
Oh, bobblehead.
Fresno
she's
famous
in the,
bobblehead.
She's in the final
she was
four.
In the final four.
Yeah, we're going to get dated here because it's going to be.
Yeah, by the time we see this, you're going to know. And I'm going to be so mad because I want her to win so bad.
Swear
and
bear. I think so. Between what she's up against, it seemed. I'm surprised Icky Woods made it to the final four.
Really? But he's famous.
He is, but
he's
like,
got the dance.
He's
he has that Geico.
Ago.
No, he had that Geico commercial.
Yeah, that was a good commercial.
Just recently had a Geico, and he is he's a sports star, so it makes sense with the whole football thing. I'm looking at the Grizzlies thing now to see if what the latest news is because I
latest updates.
I can't remember on flowing
Fresno famous. Hashtag Fresno famous.
Hashtag.
Beat it and sue him.
Nah. Well, I can't figure it out. So, look for yourself. If the winner hasn't been announced, and I want to say the winner is going to be announced on the 2nd, which is today, so that doesn't really make sense. Whatever. They're going to announce the winner at some point. If they haven't, go vote for the mayor.
Yeah.
Or Kopi.
There's somehow time.
Unless it's Kopi versus the mayor, and then vote for the mayor.
Always mayor.
Right. If it was Kopi's hairpiece,
oppa.
I would vote for Kopi's hairpiece.
Hell yeah.
All right.
This is Kopi's hairpiece.
Hey, how did that... He just showed up here in the studio, his hairpiece. But yeah, state of the downtown, how's it going? We talked about the mean tweet.
I think
but
it's. I mean, realistically, I think it's going great.
Yeah,
we had talked about this at the beginning of the year, like what we want to see, and mine was, and still is, having a major retailer, whether restaurant or retail, go downtown.
Keep waiting, buddy.
Somebody to be that brave,
right?
Where. You know how popular, say, Pismo's is.
Right.
At you know that place is always packed.
You want Dave Fansler to come downtown?
Yeah, Dave Fansler. Oh, there we go.
Call him out.
You've framed it properly for me. Dave Fansler, open up a restaurant downtown.
Yeah,
do it.
There's space for it, man.
You seem to be successful.
Remember
whenever you're
where? Remember Heroes?
Do it.
Do you remember Heroes?
Yeah.
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 Right there.
That space is just too weird, though.
You think so?
I
think it would be perfect for some kind of themed restaurant upstairs downtown. I think it would be upstairs.
I think it a lot better shot now that there's a three-four story apartment.
Right, apartment building right next door, right down the street is Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah,
right down the street. I think it's great.
It's just
I think what's his name still owns that building, but
he probably does.
Kirkland. Yeah.
I think it was just weird. When it was Heroes. The windows were weird. It looked like they're closed all the time.
Right, right.
It never looked like they're open, so you didn't understand, like, are they open?
Are they closed? You would have to walk by and go,
yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to actually physically check the door to see if they were open or not.
And that's always a weird feeling.
Yeah.
When you're like, I'm going to open this door.
What's
going to
happen when I open?
And I don't know what's behind here. It's so scary.
I wonder how well Joe's Steakhouse is doing now that building is there.
I don't know. Okay, downtown, doing good. Woo.
Doing good. More building. They've got that one that's going up next to AT&T building.
Uh-huh.
Next to the
Met. That's the lead district.
Between the Met and the what?
The lead district.
Oh, I saw.
So named because the Fresno B building.
But it's the mural district/cultural arts district.
I don't know, buddy.
And also, according to George Hotsettler, Uptown.
It's the so Lake
now,
District.
Wait, now there's a new name?
Yes. So Granville.
You're adding a fifth name onto the area?
They're calling that particular spot. So I think it's like that, the Met block, right?
Yeah.
The block. The lead, the L-E-D-E, and that's a word that we use in the newspaper biz. It's like, you know, the first graph of your story, the lead. And it's supposed
above
to...
Above the fold.
Right. It's supposed to harken back to the, you know, the days of the newspaper industry in Fresno. When the
bee
newspaper
used to be there.
So there it is.
I remember when the bee used to be there.
Who remembers that?
Me.
I'm sure there's some people.
Old man know. Fresno.
Old man Fresno. You know what we
I remember when I used to take a streetcar out to the river.
You know,
and see the ladies in the bikinis.
You know what we need more on this podcast? Characters.
Yeah,
we need more characters.
More characters.
Old man Fresno is one of them.
Yep.
Real.
Me and Bill Sororin used to go hang around. Let me tell you, half his books he wrote was stuff, ideas I gave him.
Oh, man. Old man Fresno. Well,
Pop LaValle was a son of a bitch. He took my wife. Nobody talks about that.
You are going to cause trouble.
All right, I'll get out of your little radio show.
This is, we're going to get calls now.
559-492-0542.
So, since we're on downtown, let's talk briefly about the catacomb party, which by the time you're hearing this will have passed. So
it was great time.
Well, we'll do a review afterwards, but yep. I think
we'd love to do reviews.
Yeah, late review is great, but I think that we can I personally will say I'm super excited. I think it's gonna be, if they pull it off at all close to the publicity, planning, marketing, et cetera, that they've done so far, it's gonna be ridiculous. And I will cry, maybe.
We could do Fresno.
Yeah. So
hashtag music matters.
Yeah. Hashtag music matters. But that being said, I think we could just use it as a segue into our band of the episode. This is a band from they're from San Francisco.
Oh no.
They're a Fresno.
Yeah.
Band. Stone Foxes, everyone.
Stone Foxes.
Go ahead.
Just all what you are. I'm a dying star.
clap before. Yeah, so good. There it is. Stone
They're
Foxes.
From the area. They're natives.
Yeah. Well, so
natives to the area.
So they grew up in the foothills. They went to Sierra High, which is the same high school that produced Strange Vine. And there must be something in the water. Strange Vine. Mm-hmm. Remember Corby Yates?
Corby Yates, yeah.
He died several years ago,
Great guitars. Yeah,
great guitars. He was also from Sierra High. So they have this...
Ted Lilly, a Major League Baseball pitcher, former, now just recently retired. I believe he's from Sierra High.
So it's crazy up there. Anyway, so they're from Sierra High. They moved to San Francisco. They were, you know, they played quite a bit. They've played town a few times.
Yeah.
They recently... added a few more players, including this drummer who is also from Fresno. He played in a band called now I will forget the name of the band completely.
Damn it.
Anyway.
Insert band name here.
I'm sorry. So sorry. I'm flaking on. But he's played around town, and if you saw him, you would know him.
Yeah.
And he's a really, really cool guy. And so he's playing with them now. And they're just really awesome rock band, like totally. And I think, you know, successful. I mean, they had a song featured in a commercial for Jack Daniel's Honey Whiskey.
Oh, okay.
The King Bee. Do you remember that commercial, King Bee? That's them.
Huh.
They had some other stuff. I don't know.
They did.
They're
stuff.
One of these bands. I mean, they're definitely a band. I mean, they're not, you know, selling out the Save Mart Center or nothing, but they're definitely a band that's doing a lot. And they came and played the Catacomb Party as one of the not a headliner, but I think, you know, one of the second tier acts when you start breaking down. So really cool band, I think. Good, you know, rock band. So there it is.
Yeah, speaking of not selling out the Save Mart Center, Van Halen won't be selling out the Save Mart Center because they're not coming.
Van Halen, man.
They have. I didn't even know about this. You wrote about it. How Van Halen's not coming. They're touring around their new live album.
Touring around. They have a new album.
And how they were supposed to come last time when they had their new album out.
Right.
Different kind of
back Cruise, in 2012.
And the show got canceled. And what was this strip that got named?
So
I didn't know about this.
Here's what happened. Save Mart Center is like, and I remember this. I wasn't covering. music for the Bee at the time, but I totally remember it. Save Mart Center is like, great, humongous announcement. Biggest announcement ever. They call a press conference.
Uh-huh.
They never call a press conference. They never call a press conference. So for like a week or whatever before the thing, you know, everyone was trying to figure out like, who the heck is it going to be? Who's this big announcement that they have? You know, and there's, you know, all these, I don't know, whoever, all the people you would think that could come to the Save Mart Center.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, come to find out, the day of the show, whatever, it's Van Halen. And they renamed part of the Save Mart, like Save Mart Center lot, you know, there's streets that run through
right.
Van Halen Way.
Wow.
And they do this because Van Halen, I guess, has played the Save Mart Center, I think at that time, more than anyone. They had played there like three times already, like since the stadium had opened, right? So they had played there a lot, and it was in, you know, people love Van Halen. And so this was a big deal. Before tickets could go on sale, the show had been postponed and then canceled. And so then, you know, I guess the, you know, street went back to being whatever it is, Batoyan Way or whatever.
They had, what had happened, they basically ran out of gas on their touring, and Fresno got
literally,
sure they had enough money, but they just old and like they overbook themselves.
Okay, and Fresno
just short circuited on their tour and
anyway. So now they have this new tour that they're doing, and they were on Jimmy Kimmel. They had a free show on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
And thousands of people showed up, you know. And it was horrible. Okay. You saw it, and I saw it. Okay. I'm going to ask you your opinion.
I'm a Van Halen nerd.
As a Van Halen nerd. And then I'll tell you my opinion on
it. I thought, okay, I know what Dave sounds like live now.
Okay.
So I think there, a lot of people are freaking out how Dave sounded. And I was just like, well, that's just how he sounds now. I'm sort of accustomed to it. And so I more look at Dave's stage presence than his singing.
Sure.
He's almost the singing, the lyrics part is like 30% of what Dave does. Like he's just throwing out
he's just putting out
enough lyrics to technically be doing the song. But
and that's always been kind of his style, yeah. I suppose.
I mean he's an old dude. He's not gonna be able to sing like he used to. He cannot hit those high stuff.
Okay.
And but I think Eddie sounded great. Alex and Wolfie are solid.
Yeah.
And Wolfie's actually a pretty amazing bass player.
Okay. Is it all just Van Halen?
Yes.
Now? Okay.
It just Dave's the only one. Right. Well, Wolfie took Michael Anthony's place because there was nothing else. The reason that Van Halen got back together was because of Wolfgang Van Halen, who is Eddie's son, by the way, if people don't know that, and he's playing bass. Because they were just not doing anything. And Wolfie is just like, he's kind of like a Van Halen fan.
He's
just a fan of the band like us. So, like, he's like, come on, Dad, you guys got to get back together and blah, blah, blah. And basically convinced everyone to get back together.
Well, he made a mistake. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So, no, I thought it was pretty classic. Dave didn't sound great, but I like I said, I wasn't surprised by that. So, obviously, you have a different opinion.
Well, look, man, I shouldn't say anything because, I mean, the dude's trying and, you know. No, I mean, and honestly, look, of course, you get old, you're not going to be able to do the things that you were going to, that you would be able to. My thought was, it sounded like he hasn't realized that yet, though.
Mm.
It sounded like he was still trying to hit... Like if it were me or other people, I think you know you would go back into the studio or in rehearsals and you would figure out like a way that the band could play the song,
adjust it
so that you could sing it within a range that was comfortable and it would still sound cool.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound the same, but it would sound good.
Right.
And I don't think that's what happened. You know, I think the they just were like, oh, let's go ahead and we'll try it. And he goes out and you know half the time. He was trying to hit those notes, or at least that's how it sounded to me, and was failing. And the other time, like, he was resorting back to, you know, a lower octave of doing whatever, and not quite getting there. Still had some moves, though.
He's got some moves.
Yeah.
Clocked himself in the nose.
Clocked himself in the nose with the mic stand.
Dave's in the martial arts, man. You should still, like that.
Still has the moves. And the other thing, you know... We live in a different world now where television, like people who watch television, they're used to seeing like The Voice, American Idol. They're used to seeing shows where like with good singers.
Yeah.
You know, who can hit notes, who can stay in time, who can do things, you know, like... And I feel like if an American if a voice contestant could come out and sing the song better than you, there might be something going
on there.
But
those voice contestant people have no idea how to write a effing song.
Well,
that
right, okay,
works, or work no, with
no,
a
no.
band.
I understand, and that's a whole other thing, and we could get into some artistry about it. But you know, my thing is. If you're going to come out and you're going to play these like classic songs that you wrote and you I don't know. I shouldn't I should really be like, hey, good for him, you know, because he's still doing what if they're doing what they love and they're getting paid and people are coming out to see him, more power to him, you know.
So I don't totally disagree. I as a nerd, I sometimes the live album, there's just you hear Dave just kind of half-assing it, the singing part, where it comes across more because you're just listening instead of watching.
Right,
like when
right,
you're
right.
there watching Dave, it's kind of you kind of don't care about the vocals as much.
Okay,
because you're having fun. But when I'm listening to the album, right. the new album, the live album,
yeah.
all I'm hearing is Dave not putting forth the effort.
So I also feel like if you were in that crowd watching the show on Hollywood Boulevard, you probably had a completely different experience than I did.
Yeah.
You know? Coming from the TV.
That's
TV.
Well, that's kind of was your point.
Yeah.
Starting off was like, why are you going to put it on TV when you know you're going to sound?
I kind of feel like someone like NBC executives, Van Halen management, the dude running soundcheck. Someone should have just been like, oh man, this isn't a good idea.
You guys, what's going on with the vocals?
You want me to cut those down a bit or what?
The vocals down?
I can do that, but you add reverb? What do you want? Anyway, I don't know.
Dave.
That's not even...
There we go. We got off.
We talked about it.
Non-Fresno.
It is Fresno, though, because Fresno apparently loves Van Halen. Or...
The Van Halen. We're on them stiffing us a show. The last live album, the previous album...
Okay.
Before this live album of Van Halen, before this one, was from Fresno.
Get out of here.
Right here, right now, at Cellon Arena. I had that show. They had a two-night show. Your mic keeps effing up for some reason.
Oh, does it? There you Hello. Go. Oh, I was at that show.
You were? I was at both shows.
I don't know if I was at both shows.
Both nights.
Huh.
I waited in line all night for the first tickets for the first night, and then later on they announced the second night. And then that's what caused them to tape the live album here at Cellon, because they had two nights to work with.
Oh, right, to get it
And
right.
they intercut. On the album, they intercut both nights without, you know, saying so. Right, they're just right. like...
That's what you
and
do.
Us, I went to the show, could tell, like, oh, that's night two. Oh, that was night one.
Get
oh,
out of here.
Because Sammy was wearing a different... Like, they didn't think to have Sammy wear the same outfit. So, like, there would be times where, like, oh, now here's another song. All of a sudden, Sammy has a different outfit on.
Well, there you go. All right.
But, yeah, check that out. That,
Van Halen.
There's a Van Halen album out there from Cellon Arena. They rarely mention. The only thing was in there is a there's at one point Sammy somebody from Eastside Indians. You remember that band?
Yes,
Eastside Indians like was there and was like throwing their flyers up to play Cadillac. Kept throwing their flyers, and finally Sammy acknowledges it and he reads the flyer on stage. He goes, Eastside Indians, Cadillac Club, Friday night, blah blah blah. You know I'm gonna be there. You know I'll be there.
Was he there?
No,
he might have been there.
He might have. So that's on the album.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's Cadillac Club, man. Remember the Cadillac Club?
I never got to go. Yeah.
Too young.
Too young. And by the time I was old enough, it was close.
That was a great club.
I was so mad. I might have still been in high school. Motorhead played there.
Ooh.
And I was like, I want to go.
Shit.
I
want to
go.
That.
I saw it in the paper. And yeah. Anyway. Okay. There it is. Hey. There was our music. That was our music
was
block.
Big music
we got nerdy block. On that one, too, by the way. Just so
that's
you know.
What podcasts are for.
Yeah, I guess
nerdness.
Yeah.
Dusty Buns is moving.
Dusty Buns.
Because Charlotte's Bakery is closing.
Wait, Dusty Buns is moving because Charlotte's Bakery is?
Yes.
I didn't know
didn't
anything
hear this
about
part?
Dusty. No.
Well, Charlotte's Bakery
All right,
is
can
closing.
We, yeah, let's back up and let's take one thing at a time here.
All right.
Charlotte's Bakery is closing, which they announced on April Fool's Day.
Oh, so you didn't believe it?
I didn't. Well, so I...
I didn't even notice that. I'm like so... I forget about April Fool's
Day. So I saw it, and I assumed it was correct and real, because why not? It was coming from... Oh, hey, there I am. It was coming from the... the family, you know, the thing that I read.
Yeah.
It was maybe on their Facebook page or whatever. So I had no reason to not believe it. But because it was April Fool's Day, I just decided I'm not going to pay attention to it. If it's real, I'll see
April
it tomorrow.
Fool's
right. If it's true, it'll still be true tomorrow. I'll see it. So today, you know, came out. Yeah. So they're closing down shop.
They're retiring, basically.
Retiring, yeah.
It's not, yeah, not
After
a business.
After 10 years?
Yeah, they're describing it as, you know, the husband works every day, right. 7 days
sure,
a week.
Sure, yeah.
From what gets up at 1 and is there for 12 hours every day.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, if that's not, if you're not going to jump at the chance to retire from I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why it's closing. So,
but they're still doing like farmers market and different things. Right?
Yeah. So okay. They're semi retiring.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Closing
you get
the shop.
Get a chance to still have some of their
closing
stuff.
Closing the shop.
By the way, farmers market, top 10 farmers market in the country, according to BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
The one that's on Shaw and
yeah,
Jackson.
Vineyard farmers market. Okay. So they're closing down.
And Dusty Buns is going to take over the space.
Where did you hear this?
This is came out today. Bethany. Bethany.
Oh, I guess I should pay attention
this
to
this. I just saw it right before we came to the studio.
Well, that is interesting.
And they're gonna move. That's not a additional. They're
right.
moving from the Fresno High spot. And they said that, but they are going to make sure something goes into their spot at the Fresno High. Whether it's them doing a different, I guess they have a Mexican food version.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know this. I guess in a couple of events, they've done they've kind of changed up. They call themselves something different, even though it's still the Dusty Buns people. Uh-huh. But they call themselves something different and did like a different kind of menu. And I guess they're talking maybe they're going to put that into that space. Okay. If not, then they're going to make sure some sort of restaurant goes in there.
Well, that would be great.
But then they're moving their stuff to the Charlottes. I feel embarrassed to say this, but I've never really been to the Charlottes Bakery.
Whoa!
I see that a lot of people were upset about it. So
you've never like
huge fans
had them? Never had? Oh my gosh!
Are they in that weird little building that's got the ramp and the kind of a
yes?
Yeah,
they're next to like Zen Walk Fusion and
yeah.
Some other place.
What did that place used to be? That Zen Walk. What was that place before?
560 something. It was like
something.
Oh,
when it first opened, like it was like an Asian place, like I want to say Japanese, but it was like fusion, Korean, Japanese fusion. Never mind.
Someone will know. Send us a message on Twitter.
Tweet us. I don't know that space well enough to see if that would be cooler than their Fresno High spot.
I mean, their Fresno High spot, I think, just suits them so well, and I'm not really... Mm-hmm. It will be interesting to see what they do with the space, is what I think. Because the space as it is, I don't... Like, if they just moved in and didn't change anything, and I'm sure that's not what will happen, it just wouldn't suit them, you know? If they change it, I'm sure it's a bigger space for them. Yeah, that's very interesting. And it will be interesting to see what they do at the other spot because, you know, I don't go there very often. But I do sometimes, and it's nice. I like that little spot there. And they're going to have the, what is it, an ice cream shop right there in the corner now, too, where PDQ used to be. So, yeah. I mean, it would be a shame to lose that spot. But at the same time, I think it's great that there's something opening in the Charlotte's Bakery spot because that's what I was worried about. You know, that's another business that's leaving out of Tower District. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tower District, in my mind, can't really afford to be losing businesses right now, you know?
Yeah.
So, very interesting. And now I want the Dusty Bun Mexican food.
Now you're
well, you know
this.
They do. Yeah, they do the tacos and stuff, like at the Throwdown and whatnot. So.
Yeah, see, it's something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you about this one, but
okay.
Do you see this new technology? Where it sounds interesting, at least that called ShotSpotter.
No.
That the Fresno PD.
Oh yes, I heard about it.
They're getting a grant to this. Technology where they they pick a basically
cool.
pick a zone in town. They put up these mics, and these mics pick up a gunshot and can triangulate where that gunshot came from, and immediately call the police, saying there was a gunshot fired, and they to the point of what address it is, to the point of whether it was shot in the front yard or the backyard.
Wow.
That is how good this mic system is touted as. So they're going to be doing this. They're going to be picking a region or picking a section of Fresno to put these mics up.
Let me guess where.
Southeast?
West side? Wow. I saw that in the paper. I didn't read through enough to,
and they
to
said
see
that
the actual...
Said that it only, it will not, doesn't pick up conversation.
Okay, whew, good. That was going to be my question. Right. Like, if I'm standing on the street talking about some stuff,
and
are they
somebody's
going to
be like, oh, we got this recorded.
Let's get him. Interesting. So it only,
yeah.
Technology,
sounds
man.
Sounds crazy.
And so what's the idea behind it?
I mean, that, just that your Fresno PD can immediately, like, respond to it quicker. Know where the gunshot... Because, I mean, you hear a gunshot in your neighborhood, you're like, where did that... Was it a gunshot? Was that
an
M-80?
Then you have to call, and there's...
And you don't... By the time...
And do you ever call in?
I
don't think I've ever called in a gunshot.
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
In my old house, I mean, that was pretty regular.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a shock to hear a gunshot. Right. And you don't really ever know, like, was that somebody just in their backyard? Was that a real thing? Was that an M80? I don't know. And you usually would just ignore it. But this can tell, and it says it can tell between a firework and a gunshot.
Oh, yes.
It can differentiate that. And so the cops, so they can immediately say, gunshot fired at 676 West Sample.
Right.
And they immediately go up and show up.
Hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if this comes into play.
Right. Can it pick up fireworks?
That's what it says. It knows
the difference.
It's smart enough to know the difference.
Because I have been known to know people who shoot off fireworks.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. All of a sudden, you're going to get cops showing up.
That's very interesting. I had seen that story. I hadn't followed up enough, but now I may have to go back and look at it because...
And then speaking of the police, should we even talk about the deputy chief? Like, I barely looked at it, I guess. What the hell? I mean, so essentially from what...
the number two...
My vagueness... Number two guy.
Number two guy in the present
my
police
vagueness
department.
Of paying attention to it is
right.
Our deputy chief... was involved in like some family drug distributing because he was in debt or something to that effect. That's my basic knowledge of it.
And what's awesome is from the stories that the Fresno Bee has run, if you just sort of look at like headlines and like, that's exactly what happened.
you can tell I've not read these articles. I'm just like,
that is really, I mean, so he was arrested in a federal drug sting.
Mm-hmm.
Along with several of his family members, and there were, several charges levied against him, including distribution charges for OxyContin, marijuana, and something else. Not meth, actually, which I think is good. But and then, you know, as it progresses, then, you know, it comes out that he had testified in court for a marijuana doctor and, you know, admitted in open court that he was one of the doctor's patients. This was unbeknownst to Chief Dyer. Then it comes out later that he was in debt, almost, I guess, on the brink of bankruptcy is what he said, or what his... attorney said, I guess, didn't have any money, was sort of like had spent, the majority of whatever earnings that he had. I mean, this is what struck me when I first saw it in the very beginning. He makes $160,000 a year.
Yeah, I saw
what
that.
What is he
like,
doing selling drugs?
$160,000.
Why do you need to sell
Fresno?
Drugs?
You're making $160,000 in Fresno. You're running the town, man.
Why do you need to sell drugs? That was my immediate thought. Was like, why is this guy selling
like,
drugs?
What did he? What did he been buying?
Right.
$160,000 a year can't cover
suits and furs and cars.
Furs
for his ladies, his wives, and ex-wives, I guess. So, I don't know.
That can get expensive.
Yeah. Right. It's
ex-wife.
Just, yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's a crazy story. This is, okay, the two things that struck me about the story. The day it happens, he's arrested, whatever. first thing out of the chief's mouth and pretty much everyone else's, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
I have never heard him say that about anybody ever.
This guy is...
never. That never. This is the first time I've ever heard that come out of his mouth. And it's because... And I thought... And, you know, realistically, yes, exactly. He is innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And so is everyone else that you have arrested since the, you know, you've been in office.
Yeah.
Or you've been chief, but you've never said it before.
Yeah.
And that striked me, like, that to me was like, wow, okay. And then he's the deputy chief is still, I believe, on paid paid leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Paid leave, paid.
That's, yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you were arrested when you were out doing whatever, and it came about, would you still have your job, do you think, for federal drug charges?
I wouldn't be paid. I wouldn't be on paid leave. I might still be able to come back to my job.
When you were
Whenever okay. it was cleared, if it was cleared up.
Right.
But I wouldn't be getting paid. Okay. That's for sure. I'd be losing my seniority.
Right. I'm pretty sure I would not have a job. I mean, if I had to guess.
Well.
But, I mean, I could be wrong.
Depends on how good your union is, I guess.
But, well, yeah, right. Well, and there maybe is the point. I don't know. But, it strikes me as weird. And I think it is, I haven't heard anyone make a big deal of this, as big as it probably could be made. But I really do feel like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that looks really bad
the
is
the Fresno PD bus people.
He's right next door to the chief of police, and the chief of police had no idea.
Or says he had no idea.
Yeah. We assume he has no idea. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Right. Everyone is like, it gets me so mad because it's like, yes, everyone is innocent until proven guilty, but you never say it. You never say it until this guy, and then everyone's like, oh, innocent until proven guilty.
I think pretty sure I saw the team that, if it was ATF people involved.
It was probably ATF, yeah.
I'm
ATF
pretty sure I saw the team that was that raided him because I was at Denny's that same day earlier in the day. I was working at Denny's on Jensen and 99, and four SUV black like classic you would think
like
undercover agents guy, all these DEA come out and they meet up with these highway patrol guys and they do a game plan in the parking lot.
Whoa.
And then they all speed off and go off. And then a couple hours later, I hear about the
well, there you go.
Police. And I was like,
you saw it.
Did I see it?
I think you saw it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know.
So, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, he's, I guess, out. He's not in custody right now. And
walking the streets because he's innocent.
Right.
Until proven guilty.
All right.
Well, one more thing. The Grizzly season is about to begin. Yay! A new era of Grizzly baseball with the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Should actually have a good team this year.
Oh, man.
That's shaping up to be good. Even the two best prospects in the Astros system are starting in Double A, where they thought they might start with the Grizzlies, but they'll be up soon. And the team is like basically predicted to win the division. And
no one
all
cares
that.
About
so,
that.
So yeah, but the point is, we got Astros ball, and it's cool. No, we don't need Giants. Doesn't matter,
right?
But they what's this promotion that they
okay
try
so
to do?
You know, first of all let's the Grizzlies since the Astros or since it was announced that Giants are leaving Wiggins have really made this push to focus like on Fresno this is no longer a Giants affiliate, this is no longer an affiliate of the Astros, it's Fresno Grizzlies, you know, and everything's about Fresno, and they're doing a really good job. They have a whole kind of Fresno centric marketing campaign, Gralifornia, which is like, you know, they have flags.
They do good.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea. So, and they have this whole promotional schedule. It's killer. I mean, their promotional schedule this year is really ridiculous. They have the Grizzly Fest, which is not actually part of their schedule, but they're sponsoring
it. Lineup was just announced.
And the lineup was just announced, and it's ridiculous. I mean, it's, you know, you have Fashawn and Delta Spirit and this band Fuzz. There's like, you know, Strange Vine, 40 Watt Hype, Z Will. I mean, just huge. It's a huge, I think it's going to be you know, this a really big kind of cool thing. And what's awesome is you can get tickets to it for free if you go to a Grizzly game. So if you go to a Grizzly game, you buy tickets, go to a Grizzly game. Between now and May 11th, you can take the tickets in and just switch them out. They'll give you Grizzly Fest tickets. You can go.
Nice.
Yeah. Fashawn. Did I mention Fashawn is going to be headlining there at the Grizzly Fest? So it's going to be great. Okay. So they did all this. Well, last week they had this awesome, I really thought it was a great idea. So they're doing a Back to the Future night. And as part of Back to the Future night, playing on the theme, they were going to give out 2017 championship rings, Houston Astros championship rings. Because remember the Sports Illustrated
predicted them as winning the World Series in 2017. Right.
And so the you know, the thing was like, oh, we went back to the future. We saw that they really did win the series, and now we're bringing you back these rings. Yeah, and you know, they were going to give. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's great. So they had this huge press conference. They had the DeLorean there. And not just like the DeLorean, it was like the actual.
Oh, it was actually.
It was the freaking time machine. There was smoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
because there's a guy, I think there's actually two guys here in Northwest Fresno that have a DeLorean that's like that.
This was the real deal.
Oh, okay.
This was like Doc Brown's like thing. So the general manager of the Grizzlies like shows up in this DeLorean. They have all this stuff. They announce, here it is. We're going to wear these jerseys. They have these really cool team jerseys they're going to wear for the night. Future Begins in Fresno, I think, is the like theme, you know. And so they have these really cool jerseys. The jerseys have like a little flux capacitor on them, right? Uh-huh. Really cool. And as part of it, they're going to do a giveaway. They're going to give away these rings. Okay. So they have this big press conference. I was there. I made a little video. Everything. And then 3 hours later, I guess they decide, we're not gonna do that. So they put out a release saying we're gonna do something different. They haven't decided what I think yet, but and what I think happened, and I'm not necessarily sure, is that they never really thought like, oh, we should probably ask the Astros what they think about this.
Yeah.
They just were gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then. Because at the press conference, someone asked, like, oh, so are the Astros behind all this? And you could tell from the answer that, like, that might have been the first time that he thought, right?
Probably should have called the Astros.
And then, you know, within the next, like, 4 hours, they had sort of, like, backtracked and you know. And realistically, who cares? It's still going to be cool. Like
superstition
still
is big in baseball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really huge. So that jinx factor, I believe when I heard like the parent club was like, they didn't want to worry about jinxing the parent club, made sense.
You're like, well, yeah, that makes sense. You guys should have thought of
it. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I still think it was a great idea. I still think it worked. I still think, you know, they're going to have the Back to the Future night anyway. And I don't know if they'll have a giveaway or not, but the DeLorean will be there and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So their home opener, April 9th.
8th or 9th, yeah.
It's the 9th. And they are having this 8th Street Festival. They're going to close off all of 8th Street, or not all of 8th Street. But they're going to close off the strip right there in front of the box office. Strange Vine is going to play.
Nice.
I think you'll enjoy this. Wiffle ball game. They're going to have a wiffle ball.
What?
I guess there's a
Wiffle. They didn't contact me.
There's a wiffle ball league. And they're going to have it's Golden. I think it's called Golden
guys?
Stick or something. Golden Stick Wiffle.
Oh,
and they're going to have an official wiffle ball game.
Uh-huh. We'll see about that.
There will be pony rides. For the children, bounce house and whatnot, and you know, Strange Vine, and I think some other people. I'm not sure.
Random.
There's
people.
Rumors about who else might be there.
Oh my god!
But I don't know. So, but it should be cool. I'm very excited. I am predicting that attendance will be the same, if not higher than last year.
I like it.
It won't go down.
I like it.
Yeah.
I concur on that.
Yeah.
I'm going the same prediction.
Because I think that regardless of anything else, they've, you know, they might lose some people, some Giants fans, like whatever.
They I've are, heard that and this there's is no happening. Doubt.
But I think what they're going to pick up a bunch of people like you, like me, mm-hmm. or other people who haven't ever been to a Grizzlies game because they're hitting it so hard on the marketing this year.
Yeah.
You know, so there it is, my prediction. For the Fresno
be out there.
Go out and enjoy. There's many. Really, go to FresnoGrizzlies.com. Look at their schedule. I mean, there's tons of... They're going to have a Selena night.
Ooh,
tribute to Selena.
That's going
to
be big.
With Selena karaoke. They're going to have Biz Markie.
Yeah, Biz Markie's going to be there.
Biz Markie's going to come. They're going to do the... they're hoping to make it Fresno's largest sing-along. Everyone's going to sing, Hey,
you got what I need.
Right. And they're gonna do, and they're gonna have a beatbox competition. They're gonna have an American Ninja Warrior night. American Ninja Warrior.
Everyone's gonna climb. Are you gonna climb the side of the building? Or something?
I think they're actually gonna bring out. They're gonna bring out like obstacles, and then you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if I can get in on that.
You
I really
do
am.
It. I'll
I'm
bet
trying
you
to see if I can
I
get
see,
in.
I mean, obviously, I know it's hard because many people can do it. Right. But when I watched that, so I was like "You." It looks like I could do all of that. I could do all of that. What's the big deal? But obviously, I couldn't. But
what's
I mean,
really
like,
funny is I look looks, at that. I look at that and I go, "Oh, I couldn't do that."
It looks easy
until you've tried some of that.
No,
stuff, though,
I know.
Like,
I totally
think it's like.
I know as soon as I try it, I'd be like, holy shit, this is hard. But, like, it looks easy, though.
Yeah. So they're
sorry.
Sorry, ninjas.
Sorry,
all my
ninjas
out
it
there.
It looks easy. Oh, it does, huh? Well, come and try it.
No, I'm not going to do that. That sounds stupid.
It looks easy, though.
All right.
It's time to.
Is it?
Remix?
Sorry.
So, what are you doing? What are you doing,
you
dude?
Go ahead. You go ahead. Oh,
man.
I want a plug, and I want a reco.
Oh, a reco. Holy
crap.
I
want a recommendation.
I have to try and figure it out.
I want some silence.
Recommendation.
Okay. No, go ahead. Is there, obviously, I mean, you can plug all your.
Yeah, podcast, man. Listen to more podcasts like Dorktown.
Dorktown.
And our kind of variety comedy podcast.
Yeah, it's funny.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's both.
Sometimes it's perverted.
Yep. Yep. It is that too. And there's also the Perfect Pour.
Craft
Beer Podcasting.
Yeah.
Yo. And then there is
Get Off My Podcast.
Harrison Ford, all Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I do a Trent.
Where are you at now?
My cousin Trent. We just did Clear and Present Danger, okay. And we're about to do Sabrina.
So I watched this weekend Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, did you make Hillary do it? Watch it?
Yes.
Yes, finally.
And then she
Temple of Doom is the worst one. Not the worst one, but...
And then
like
she
the,
says,
the weaker one.
She says, nice try, Lao Chen. And she's like,
nice try, Lao Chen.
She's like, finally, I get it. And she's like, finally, because she listened to the podcast and had no idea what it meant. And she's like, now I get it. Uh-huh. So then, like, for the rest of the day, she was like saying that.
Nice try, Lao Chen.
It's great. It's a good
one. Whenever anyone messes with you and you catch him, you just go, nice try, Lao Chen.
That movie, when I was a child,
scary.
So scary.
Scary.
As an adult, still kind of scary.
Well, yeah. These children
he
in a mine.
Rip your heart out.
Yeah. And there's, these children slaves in a mine. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Rip his heart out. There's a lot of
They shouldn't have made that movie. They should have.
Should change it.
All right. So that's it. Podcast.
Yeah.
And a recommendation. Go.
Oh, crap. I'm on the spot for a recommendation.
You ain't been no place good lately?
I'm trying to think if I've been to no place good. You know, the only place good I've been to since the last podcast is Tioga Square Beer Garden.
That was the one I was going to use, buddy.
Ah, sorry, bro.
I'm just kidding. Cool.
You can do it, too.
So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. There's tons of stuff that I do there. And other people do stuff, too. I mean,
I'm not
really.
The only one.
Yeah,
but...
no, I'm not the only one doing stuff, and there's lots of good stuff. You know, we talk about it all the time on here.
Yep.
George, Bethany,
Frozen. Frozen B is the linchpin of Frozen Media.
Well, You said it, not me. You can say it. I work there. It sounds weird coming
from the backbone of Fresno Media.
So, so yeah, there's that. I will also plug my band, It'll Grow Back, who is playing several shows in April. We have a show. Closest one coming up is going to be at Audie's Olympic on the 16th of April with a band called Reagan Youth. They're a punk band, old school punk band from way back in the day. So that should be a really cool show.
Nice.
Then we have a show at the end of the month at CYC. So you can look out for that as well. And I think, fingers crossed, we're going to get back in the studio, record some new music. Yeah.
Ooh.
Very excited about that.
New EP in the punk works?
Who knows what we'll do with it.
Man.
So there it is.
That'd be sweet.
And then recommendations.
Capital Punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Fresno's. I like your post about
Capital Punishment.
Our Capital Punishment versus better. Ben Stiller's Capital Punishment.
Yeah. Well, I saw that and it confused me. So Ben Stiller was in a band called Capital Punishment when he was in high school. Capital Punishment with an A. And they are, I guess, recently re-released. So Pitchfork is all about like these re-released albums, like finding these lost albums and like saying how good they are.
Right.
When like really they're probably just crappy albums that no one listened to.
No
back
one listened to. And they're you know? Like, look what we found.
Right. So anyway, there's this album by Capital Punishment with an A that Ben Stiller was in, and someone is re-releasing the album. So there were, it was this thing. It was on the internet, and I stumbled across it, and it made me go, huh? Because there's a Fresno band called Capital Punishment with an O, and for half a second I was very confused until I figured it out, and so then I put together a little post that sort of said Ben Stiller's band is not as good as Fresno's, and no. and I stick by that. So
they're punk legends.
Yeah,
Fresno's Capital Punishment.
Right. So yeah, I would definitely recommend them. I think Stage Dive Records. If you go there, you can find out all sorts of information. The other place I recently ate at Shepherd's Inn down on Tulare, down by the train station. Basque restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Did they do like the portions coming out in different times?
Oh,
like seven different
stages or whatever? It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. There was too much food. Like so much food that by the end I was just like, I'm done.
Get out of here.
I didn't, It was good, but it's just like, man, come on. Really? More?
See, if you're hungry, go.
But I'll tell you what, I had catfish.
Interesting.
I haven't had catfish in a long time, and it was farm-raised, which made me feel a little better about it somehow.
Right.
I don't know. And it was fine. It was good. I really
enjoyed
it.
Well, it should make you feel better because catfish are dirty SOBs.
Right, that's true.
They eat everything off the bottom. Yeah. So
which is why, they're so tasty.
Well, they're so damn tasty. They eat all the bad stuff.
Anyway, so yeah, I, you know, it's an experience. You know, I wouldn't say it's. You definitely can't go there. It's an experience. You can't go there all the time because you'd be dead probably. But you know, if you haven't been there, I'd definitely go there. It's really cool. It was packed when I was there, which is
that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever taken the train? You know where to eat.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
Good reco. That's it for a podcast.
That's it. We've done it.
We're Fresno famous. We finished the podcast.
Yeah.
Next time, Joshua T. Bobblehead.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's it. People can find us
On Twitter.
On Twitter. Perfect. See, I'm doing it every time.
Flowing with Famous.
Flowing with Pod. Flowingwithpod.com. Who knows?
No. Flowing with. Yeah, we don't have a Flowing with Famous. Podbean.com. It's also on Blogger.
There you go. You can find it.
It's out there.
You're listening to it, so
I mean,
come on.
Yeah. Here's how you find us. You're freaking listening. You found us already.
Found us.
Who the hell are we talking to?
What I'm saying is, if on Twitter, though, we can talk.
Yes, we can talk.
And I would like to thank Jordan Wiebe for
giving us so much love lately. Jordan.
So. All right, that's it. I'll count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2.